Okay, Sunday night we're learning about the four domains. Okay, there's a public domain, private domain, Carmelis, Malkum Tor. Public domain is 32 feet wide, according to other people, 600,000 people. Private domain is something that has walls 40 inches high, 16 inches by 16 inches. Carmelis is something that is 4 by 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, 16 inches by 16 inches, but it doesn't have walls 10 tefachim high. Malkum Ptur is a place that's less than 16 inches by 16 inches, but it's also not lower than 9 inches from the ground. Because anything which is 9 inches within the ground is considered the ground. So therefore, it's not a separate domain. A parking meter would be a Malkum Ptur. We said that the olden times, the drinking fountains, the manual drinking fountains. So you'll be there and you're allowed to stand in the street and take a drink. Okay.
You can carry from Rabbim to Malkum Ptur?
You can carry from Rabbim to Malkum Ptur, but you can't carry from public to Carmelis to private. Either way, yeah. Yes.
Sorry, can you
I'm not talking about electric fountains. That you can't. Manual fountain, if it's, generally speaking, it's less than 16 inches by 16 inches, right? So if it's in the street, let's say, right? So even though the street, let's say, is a public domain, now can I take a drink from that water fountain? No, it's not, because it's more than 9 inches off the ground, and it's not 16 inches by 16 inches. Less than 16 inches by 16 inches. Therefore, it's its own category called Malkum Ptur, and you'd be allowed to take a drink from that, or you would be allowed to put down something on top of a parking meter.
You don't have to, or something.
Yeah, let's say you want to, you're talking with somebody in the street in the sats, so you want to take off your hat, you could put it on the parking meter. You couldn't put it onto a private domain. Okay.
And if the parking meter was bigger than 16
by 16? It's not.
If it was a column that was 16,
then you wouldn't be allowed to.
No.
Why is drinking water is carried? You're drinking.
Where's the water going from where to where?
It goes to my stomach.
From?
It doesn't matter.
One second. You are standing in a public domain.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
You're taking the water from the fountain. Yeah. You're carrying it into your stomach, which is, because you're standing in the public domain, it's a public domain. If somebody is carrying in the street and they put something down on your shoulder in the street.
That's a different. You're eating when you're eating.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's still going inside you. It's different on you, inside you. It's still into. Okay. Now, you're allowed to, what?
If you're standing outside having a conversation and you take off your hat and put on the car, you can't do that. And after a second, you're standing right next to the car.
If where you're standing is public and the car is private, which it is,
4 feet.
What?
4 feet.
What 4 feet?
If it's 4 feet, you're close to the car about 4 feet.
Within. You still can carry from public to private.
Not even 4 feet.
No. Public to private, you can't carry any amount. In a public domain itself,
public
you can't walk. No, just in a public domain, you're not allowed to carry 6 feet.
Okay. Right.
Besides that, you can't carry from public to private or private to public. Over there, it doesn't matter how many, what the distance is. Now, if a car is a public domain, I'm sorry, a private domain, which it is, because it has mechitzas, right? It's more than 16 inches by 16 inches. It's definitely 40 inches high, right? So now you're standing in the street. You're standing in a public domain. If the street is a public domain, right? When you take your hat off and put it on the car, you're carrying from a public domain to a private domain. Even if not, if you're standing in a Carmelis, you start carrying from the Carmelis to private, which you're also not allowed to carry, rabbinically.
Within the Carmelis,
you could carry up to 4 amos.
So
what?
If the wind blew your hat off onto the car,
you could put your abeg on if you bend over the Rosh Hashanah.
Bend over the
Rosh Hashanah. Because then, because Rosh Hashanah keeps going up, so then you're in Rosh Hashanah. What?
You're saying
Rosh Hashanah means private domain.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's continue. Now, you're allowed to wear clothing is not carrying on Shabbos. Wearing clothing, you're wearing clothing. But there's definitions and criteria for garments to be garments that you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. For instance, it has to either be there to cover the person for dignity or modesty. There's more conditions. Either you want to protect yourself from the elements or from injury. And third, you're wearing it to prevent discomfort. Okay? That's part of dignity. That's dignity.
Yes, yes.
That's dignity.
What was the question?
No, if you wear things to beautify yourself. Oh. Now, if somebody, let's say, wears an article of clothing that looks weird on them, and somebody's going to make fun of you. I'll give you a simple example. So somebody to walk outside wearing a box over their head. Okay, now, are you wearing the box? I mean, technically, you might say you're wearing the box, but it's not the normal wearing. And therefore, somebody's going to make fun of you. And what are we afraid of? You're going to take it off and start either throw it away or carry it to do something with it. Clothing that is very, very loose, and they're going to fall off. And you might forget and put it back on, you know, or carry it or whatever. That's not, or, like we said, an article of clothing we're afraid you will take off in the street. For instance, we mentioned a while ago, if you learn Gemara, it says women are not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. The halach is not like that. But the Gemara says a woman cannot wear jewelry on Shabbos. Why not? Because in those days, the custom was everybody showed off the jewelry. So a woman got a new ring. She said, oh, look, you see my ring? And then you forget it's Shabbos. You're busy talking about the ring. And somebody might come to carry it. For instance, I'll give you another example with this. There's a lot. We're going to see millions of examples of all these cases, which explains the halacha problem. What?
The other person wears it, it's carrying.
What? No, they'll take it in their hand and the person will... Yeah, well, they'll keep start walking and forget that they have to put it back on. They'll forget it, Shabbos. We'll get to the wearing the garbage back for rain or not. We'll see in a second about that. Now, okay, next is...
what do you do if the kippah, if somebody's walking and the kippah flies off?
So you go and pick it up and put it back on your head. No, but I'm saying, again, no Erev story. Somebody else can go pick up the kippah and give it to you.
But I can go pick it up.
Yeah, because nobody's carrying anything.
I'm carrying the
kippah. What are you carrying?
My kippah.
From where to where?
From
where to where?
To
who? You who are standing in Rabin.
Okay.
If somebody's bending out the window, say so you're staying in your house, and your head's out the window, and a window and a wind comes and blows away the kippah. Okay? Now you're in the private domain. Can a guy give you from the street give you back your kippah? No, because he's carrying from public domain to private domain. Now I'll give you another example of garments that people take off. Again, we're talking a situation where there's no eidav. A person that wears glasses full time is allowed to wear glasses in the street. Because you're wearing them. We're not afraid you're going to take them off because you wear them the whole time. What happens, though, people that have only reading glasses. They only have reading glasses. Now, reading glasses, everybody knows. If you have reading glasses, they're on and they're off, they're on and off. And so, therefore, reading glasses in the street, it says in halacha, you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. Why? Not because while you're wearing it, you're not wearing it. But this is a thing that you take on and off. And therefore, halachically, would be. I'll give you another example. And Alter Rebbe is people are machmed. Alter Rebbe seems to be lenient. Right, you could be mekel if it's very, very cold. There's something called California. Don't know what this is. There's something called gloves. You know, woolen gloves, leather gloves, something called gloves. You know, certain areas are cold. You know. Now, In Shulchan Aruch it says that, okay, you remember they used to have mittens that people would stick both hands in. Okay? I haven't seen them for at least. Okay, now, that you're allowed to wear in Shabbos. Why? Okay, let's go first to gloves. The problem with gloves is, because I'm going to meet a friend in the street, I'm wearing gloves, I'm going to meet a friend in the street, it's not respectful to give him Shalom Aleichem with a glove on, so I'm going to take off the glove, and then I'll forget the Shabbos, and I'll keep walking with him. So I'll end up carrying, so rabbinically, the Chachamim said, because it's such a severe thing, just carrying on Shabbos, so the Chachamim said, you can't wear gloves on Shabbos. Okay? Why? Again, because not because wearing gloves is wearing. And therefore it says if they're attached to your garment, there's no problem. Okay? But something that you would take off in the street, or for that matter, sunglasses. I'm not talking about prescription sunglasses. I'm talking about sunglasses. You hook them on, you know, or generally speaking, you just put on a pair of regular, not prescription sunglasses. Those glasses people take on, off, you're in the sun, out of the sun, you take it off, it's shady, you take it off. So again, Chacham said you shouldn't wear those things on Shabbos because you might come to accidentally carry on Shabbos. So things that people take on, put on and off, or things like that, shouldn't be wearing. But, or a garment that people are going to make fun of them. Like you said, you put a box in your head and walk in the street. I mean, people are going to make fun of you. So that, what?
Earmuffs.
Oh, so earmuffs, everybody holds you're allowed to. Because nobody, you know, does anybody know what earmuffs is? You know, I mean, inside the building, yeah, but in the street, nobody's gonna. You see a friend, nobody's gonna take off the earmuffs to say gloves. You'll take off your glove to say Shalom Aleichem, but earmuffs is not a shaila. You're wearing it to keep you from the elements, to keep you warm. And we're not afraid you're gonna tell. Who takes off earmuffs in the middle of the street?
Maybe you want to hear somebody.
There's nothing to listen to.
Okay.
Huh?
Can you wear those attachments that go up to your glasses?
No, because hanging glasses is not wearing them.
But then you might say, I mean,
it's not wearing.
But people do it for a look. I mean, if you take off your sweater.
It's not a necklace. It's not a jewelry piece.
Even if it's ornamental?
No, not for a man, for sure not. If for a woman, it's a jewelry piece. It's like a gold chain, and the glasses are all decorative. Then it's like wearing a gold coin, you know, because you know it's a coin, but it's decorative. But otherwise, you can't wear glasses hanging down because...
If you find a yarmulke on the street on Shabbos, are you allowed to put it on your head?
Yes, you can put it on your head.
Even if you already had a yarmulke on your head?
You can wear as many hats as you want, as long as... We're going to get into that. There's an interesting argument in contemporary halacha. It's not for tonight, though. You know... People that have such hats, or shtreimels, you know, shtreimels are like $7,000-$8,000. They're pretty expensive. So when it rains, they have plastics, a plastic rain. Women wear rain bonnets, but that they're allowed to wear. Because the rain will, you're saying the rain shouldn't go through the hair to get the hair wet and the body wet. Or even if they're wearing a wig, still you're still wearing it to protect your body. But on these hats that they have, these, you know, plastic rain hats that are made for the hats, I'm not talking about a hood. I'm talking about a rain hat. The main purpose of that hat, the plastic rain bonnet over the hat, is not to protect your body. The water's not going through the hat. It's to protect the garment. That you're not allowed to do. But a raincoat, let's say you wear a coat and a raincoat, a jacket, and then you wear a raincoat over it. So even though the main purpose is to protect your clothing, but it also gives warmth. It also gives warmth. So the rain hat for men, some poskim say you're not allowed to, some poskim say you are allowed to, because if your hat gets wet, your head is going to get cold.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
So then again, that's the machlaik, is what is the ultimate purpose of the rain hat.
As a result of your hat getting, not having the plastic, your hat.
The question, how hard is the rain, and why are you wearing it? Are you wearing it not to get wet, or are you wearing it for your hat not to get
wet? You really don't want your head to become wet.
That's not the reason why they wear it, though.
But what? On prescription glasses,
have also clip-ons that basically they connect to the glasses. It's like,
I know what clip-ons are, but clip-ons are not.
It's not like a regular clip-on. It actually, it's part of the glass, but you can take it off if you want to.
So it's not part of the glass.
No, it's not part
I know, so you can't. No, not those clip-ons. Unless there's a native. Machachin is a mason, I'm a rebel, buying Kim Shibalaga, I'm a rebel, 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 I'm